talking to the media, does he just say use a cliche? Like, is there a favorite cliche that you have to use?
Yeah, I don't think we got. I think we're on like a level two right now. We ain't got to level three.
110% every
game. And Spence too as well. So when I come around A-Shot, you know he bullies me all the time too. Makes me get his towel. I have to bring his helmet in every day. I have to have his hot sauce.
So
I'm not lying. I have to have his hot sauce ready whenever he eats salmon. He eats salmon on every Tuesday for lunch. I have to have his hot sauce. It's Cholula. And, yeah. That's what he made me do.
What about your role? Now that you had a great game, how do you see yourself in the next couple games?
How do I see myself in the next couple games? Just trying to prepare and do whatever it is to help my team win. I love special teams. That's fun. You run down full speed, one play, and just give everything you got. I think that's fun, special teams. But my role, you know, I'm not sure what that role is. I just fly around, try to have fun, and just try to be a spark for my team.
You kind of touched on it. Is it a little bit bittersweet to have such an exciting game for you come at a time when the team is, you know, the outcome is not what you guys wanted?
I really don't, to be honest with you, it's like it's all the offensive line for real because, like, you know, look at the players I scored. It was, like, perfect blocking. So it's like all I did was just run the ball and literally got in the end zone. And I'm not really one to be like, oh yeah, I did really great. You know, we didn't really win. So it's like even if I did that, I still didn't win. We had 500 yards in one game, I still wouldn't be like, oh yeah, that's a good game.
It only really matters if you win.
Yeah. See.
Good teacher.
I checked point three. Number three, I got that one right. Yeah, you just want to win.
All the tests.
I know, I just want to win though. So. It was fun and exciting, my first. It was exciting. You know, I have my mom there and stuff. And, like, having those guys support me and be behind me. And it made me calm down as much. Just, you know, guys like A'Shaun, guys on offense, just telling me, take a deep breath, relax. You've been doing it your whole life. You know, that did a lot for me. Kind of got my heart rate down a little bit because, you know, you really go into that situation not knowing if you're playing or not. You just prepare every day as if you're playing. And I came back from pregame warm-up, and my jersey was still in my locker. And I'm like, so I kind of figured out what you guys figured out. And I actually went to the equipment staff and asked them, like, did y'all forget to take my jersey? And they were like, nah, you playing. I'm like, for real? And then, they talking to those guys, it kind of got my heart rate down, you know, him joking around with me. He wasn't joking. I'm not sure when he grabbed my neck, was he joking or not, but were you joking when you grabbed my neck and told me to run somebody over?
No.
See, he was serious on it. That kind of calmed me down.
I read an article that in college you loved the goal line. You wanted the ball at the goal line. You want it now too, don't you?
I think every running back wants the ball. Every running back wanted the ball, but yeah, I used to pride myself. I mean, I was a bigger guy, so I was like 245. And that was my role in college, was the goal line back. So it was the green zone in college. They called it the green zone instead of the red zone. But yeah, goal line is fun.
Could A'Shaun be a goal line back?
Oh, A'Shaun's the field goal. A'Shaun's on right guard on field. He's freaking, what are you, 22 years old? He's a specimen. Played point guard in high school, did you? That's insane. You see his interception, one hand, I can't even catch. At all, I barely. He making one hand snacks and stuff, man. But yeah, I think A'Shaun would be a perfect. What's that guy? The freezer? Long time ago. Yeah, the refrigerator. Yeah. I'd be A'Shaun. He'd be the freezer then. He'd be the freezer.
A'Shaun, did you hear the social media call for you to be the third down back? What'd you think of that?
I didn't hear anything about that. But, I don't know.
You want to suit up back there, maybe?
I don't care. I can hit somebody in their face. I'm cool with it.
You got to be able to pick up that blitz protection. You know, you got them athletic guys off the edge, man.
I'm just going to hit somebody in the face in the gym. Take somebody's face off.
Is that why you try to take my face off every day in practice?
You guys should have a podcast.
Yeah, I like this.
I mean, I'm definitely like the sweet one. He the mean one. Like, literally in practice, I literally barely got in his way. Push me. Without Pat. I'm like, what you doing? He go. He pushed me out of package with my son. What'd you say?
Stay out of my way, little dude.
I'm older than you, man.
Well, thank you very much.
Now, thank you. I so much appreciate it.
Are you talking to the offensive linemen yet, or are you still afraid of them?
TJ said hi to me today. Okay. And Swanson said something to me, good job or something. So that was a step forward. I was in the hallway, but TJ Lang was one of those things where you passing somebody, you know? She's still bullying me. She just said hey to me, so that was a step forward.
Was there eye contact, too?
I know he was spitting something in the cup. I'm not sure if it was eye contact. He was one of those, hey, Tion. I said, hey, kept walking.
You made it.
So that's like a big moment.
Yeah. Jim Bob said what up to me today. Matthew told me I did a good job on my play action, so I think that was a step forward.
You've made it. They like you. They really like you.
You like me, Spence?
I love you, bro.
I love you, too.